This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baal HaKelev is Chayit, and the Baal HaGacheles is Pot. That's what the Gemara said. So before we get to Doch Laheyach, just in the Chiyuv of the Gacheles, what's the Maskonis HaGemara if I have, Reuven has a Charora with a Gacheles in it, and it's not behind the wall, it's in his Rishus, and a Kelev came along and took it, and burnt down the Gaddish. And the Gemara is saying, in Armishta's case, that where he pays, with the Bala Kelev pays for the Gaddish, it's talking B'Shechatar, that it was behind the wall, and the Baal HaKelev was a B'Sheya, and the Baal HaCharora was not a B'Sheya. That's what we spoke about yesterday. The whole yesterday was about the wall, Kelev on one side, Charora Gecheles on the other side. So we say the Baal Charora and the Gecheles is not considered a Pesheya, and the Baal Kelev is a Pesheya, and therefore the Baal Charora is part. What comes out though from our Gemara if there was no wall? If Taka the case was that somebody had a Gecheles and a Charora, he's making a barbecue in his backyard, and he wasn't careful, and he left a Charora with a Gacheles out, and a Kelev came down the street, and the Kelev took it, and he went, and he burnt down a Gaddish. What comes out from the Gemara, from the Maskonis HaGemara, who's chayv to pay? What comes out from the Gemara? What? Comes out, at least certainly the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, they should both be chayv. Why are we saying that? Because that was the Lashon HaGemara, Man Chayev Baal HaKelev, Chayev Nami Baal HaGacheles. Now, do we mean they should both be Chayev? Now, first of all, do we have such a case? We ever have a case where a person left his fire outside without a Shemira, and an animal came and burnt down something with it? Maybe a daf ago? Wasn't that the case of the Gomel? The Gomel with the fire, the Sachseches, right? The case where someone left a fire, same case. He left a fire, Bipshia, the Chemini left it outside. And the Gomel came and was with Sachseches, it did a Hezek. And that's a Gemara. And here, it's the Mashmois HaGemara, it's the same thing. The Gemara says, if the Gecheles was left without Shmira, so why is the Baal HaKelev Chayiv, the Chayiv Nami Baal HaGecheles? So who should be Chayiv? Reuven's a Pesheya, Chemini's a Pesheya with his fire. And the Baal HaKelev is, let's say, it's a Pesheya B'Kalboy. And the Kelev takes the fire of the Pesheya and burns down a Gaddish. So Tosfos, both there and here, Tosfos holds that they're both chayiv. If you turn back to the bottom, Tosfos Achav Beis Amud Aleph, Ibn Machseches Amai Chayiv. The Gemara asks, why is the Chembeni chayiv? The Baal HaGomel could have stopped his gomel. Machseches means that the gomel went and it kept on burning. The Baal could have stopped him. The Gemara's lashon is Ibn Machseches Amai Chayiv. Ibn Machseches, why is the Chembeni chayiv? Tosfos doesn't mean Amai Chayiv. Means Amai Chayiv Chembeni HaKomel. Gam Baal HaGomel is Chayiv Imai Kimin Shegam Hu Peshia B'Sichsich. So as Tosfos is saying, when you have two Peshia, the Peshia, you know, Minim Minach Tastayim Shmaitzim, the Hezek came from the double Peshia. One person was Peshia and left his fire outside, and the other person was Peshia with his Gomel, that in a way that he could have stopped, he should have stopped the Gomel. Sasechus means he should have stopped the Gomel. So Tosfos says that they're both Chayiv. And Tosfos brought like a Gemara. Look, Tosfos even Masechus, he says, the whole command of Chav Gimel, Parech, L'chayiv Baal HaGacheles, Afish Baal HaKelev Parsha, Gam Baal HaGacheles, Yesh Es Chayiv, Shlosh Ava Gachalta. So Tosfos says pretty clearly, Is that a svara? And before you get to svara, Tosis says that they're both chayiv. Not just that one of them is chayiv, but that they're both chayiv. Tosis here says it also. Tosis Hachav Gimel repeats the shita. Tosis l'chayiv bala gecheles. The Gemara, you realize they had two gersois, right? Tosis gersu is l'chayiv bala gecheles. Rashi's gersu l'chayiv nami bala gecheles. Tosis is going to chayiv bala gecheles as lav davka, halish lav davka. Don't be took me dochla begodish the bala charara. Now kolayma she if the bala kel mechelka she bala gecheles leisham ki meravim.
What difference does that make?
There's no difference. Tosis says even without nami, it means nami anyway. That's Tosis saying. Cares what if it says Nami.
If the word's Nami or the word?
So I don't care. I don't care. Okay.
No, Nami maybe means that you'll be
with
another 50%.
No. I'll come to Nami in a second. I just want to get the Shita clear first. Tosis Shita is klar. Reuven's Peshaw with a fire. And Shimon is Peshaw with his Kelev or Gomel in a way that is here Peshaw. The Gecheles was a house here by Shea. He shouldn't have left his Kelev walking down the street in a way that it could get a Chararo with a Gecheles. I'm not sure exactly. You have to think it through. Right? Regulus, look, you're allowed to let your Kelev walk down the street. So what? So it's talking the dog went into Rosh Hashayachid. Let's say the door was open. So why was the Baal Gecheles by Shea? He left the door open. The animal is walking down the street. The Kelev is like a Ruch Mitzuya. So it comes out. I left my Gecheles. The Kelev is a Ruch Mitzuya to come and be Mazik. It's not a Gecheles. I won't say it. The Gecheles stuck into a Charora. It's a Ruch Mitzuya, just like the Gomel. If the Chemi left his fire outside, the Gomel comes with his flax. That's called the Ruch Mitzuya. That is going to be Mazik. That's what the Baal Chemi is Chayim. The Baal Gomel is Chayim. Will he be Potter? The Sachseches means that he could have stopped. By our Gemara, when the Gemara says if the Gecheles and Chororo were left b'pshia, I guess they were left in his Rishosiyachu with a Delas Pesuach, in a way that it would be a Ruch Mitzuya somehow for a Kelev to come in. Could be it's not Mitzuya totally, like Taisa said, but it's something somewhat Mitzuya. So therefore, they're both Chayim. Before we go any further, how do you understand that they're both chayiv? What? I can't hear. So does it mean, what do you mean by that? You mean each was really chayiv the whole thing? So you say, it can't be, because if it's Karen, Tosis says it's half and a quarter. Right? Tosis says that it would be a half and a quarter, the oldest Karen. And Tosis, or he holds it Tzereiris. Tosis on Nesach Seches, Senat Davchav Gimel, Chayim Al Gecheles, Abi Shabal Akelav Pasha, as Yesh Es Chayim, Shem Chal, Tei Mishanik, Shem Dekloin, I'm sorry, Pasha, Gam Bal Ches, Yesh Es Chayim, as Tosis didn't say a quarter. Did he say it here? Ukloin, Shiifter Bal Akelav, Mechelke Shabal Gecheles, Yeah, he said it. Tosis on Chav Gimel, L'chayiv nami b'al gecheles, hay lishna lav davka, that we took medachal begadish b'al acharora. El kolay ma sheyifter b'al akela mechelka shal b'al gecheles, or yishal k'im erevia. So he's not saying that Yishon chayiv the whole thing. Tais seems to hold that be'etzem each one's chayiv here. To figure out how to shtal tzut in the other case, but that's what seems to be here, right? That the etzem each one is chayiv half. We had cases like that earlier, but Bava Kama. We refer to Gemara later, Shasha Dachav Chaver Labar. Earlier, huh? What? I'm trying to think what we have later in the fifth parak, there's a case of Shara that pushes the other Shara to the bar, said Taka Bolchai. But okay. That place is Shita. The Rambam needs a beer. The Rambam argues with Tosfos. Stima, like always, is the Stima of Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings our Gemara, so first he brings our Gemara. The Medra Mamurin, Shishama Baal Gachelas as Ishai, B'sosam Hadeles, Boa Kela V'chotam, and Notlas Acharor, and Mi'ala Eish. That's the Gemara. And the Rambam is Aval, Im Loi Shomar Ishai, if the Baal Gachelas was not Shomer is fire, Baal Eish Chayiv al Sreifas HaGadish, so where the Kelev put the Gechelas down, sort of be a daim of the Kelev, a Mekayma, the Mishnah says, Chayv al Mekayma. But where it spread, the Rambam says, only the Baal HaEish is Chayv. Only the Baal HaEish is Chayv. The Rambam is Masik. You should have said, Baal HaEish Nami Chayv. But the Rambam in front of us says, because the Mishnah and the Migdalai is Takasei, it's totally in two gersais if you go as Nami. If you go as Nami, it's both, and if you're not go as Nami, then it's one. What's the Hesber? Why? What should we do? It's not special with his Eish. And it's a Rach Metzuya for a Kelev to come and take the cookie with the fire and burn something down. Must be it's a Rach Metzuya, otherwise it's a Rosh Ein Metzuya Pot. Must be it's a Rach Metzuya of some sort, then animals will take it. So the Bala Eish is Chayim. The Bala Kelev, the Maisel was also Pesheya. We see the Kelev is Chayim. If the Bala if it's Chotar, then the Bala Kelev is Chayim. If it's not Chotar, the Bala Kelev is Pot. It sounds like the Rambam holds, you go bust the Iker Hamazik. That's what it sounds like. We had something different, not to say. We had that when you learn something out of, let's say, Eishon Var, Tarvayu, you give it the rules of the Iker. We had that expression, Iker Hamazik. I'm not doing this. Here, it sounds like the Rambam holds that you have to shots up. Is that true? Is there any other way? You go bust to whoever's the Ikra Mazik. What? The truth is, I have no idea how to shots up if it's equal or not. How do you estimate? I guess the fire is the Ikra, though. It makes sense. Without the fire, there'll be nothing. I'm just looking at what the Rambam says about Misach Seches. If he's arguing on one Tais, he's probably going to argue on the other one. Thank you, Bella. Here, by Misach Seches, Gomel Shutam Pishtin, Vayver Bishu Sarab, and this is Mishtar Atechachanus, Vidalka B'nei Rishachen V'ni, no, it's B'tei Chachanus, Dovah Shachet Ligas Kol Abira, Bala Gomel Chayim, Neshir B'masoy. It's easy. Hiniach hachem v'ni neiroi mi b'chutz. Hachem v'ni chayiv apid me pishta neshir neiroi mi b'chutz. V'filo neir chanukai eloi leishu v'lishma. I'll explain this as seches. It's not right for me. What he brings back, Mr. Sechus, is not right one way or the other. But, all right, well, it seems here that we have another machlaik. It's very hard to know what it's totally in Svara, what it should be totally in. But, so we seem to have a machlaik in the, what the halach would be in such a case if you go bust to the, whether you machayik both of them, or whether you try to somehow figure out who the Iker Mazik is, and So what do we have? We have two shitas. Taisa sheet is imchayev both of them, and the Rambam sheet is imchayev the Baal HaEish. What about Rashi? Let's see how Rashi says. again, we're talking about the case the Gemara ended up, it's not the Gemara's case, the Hava Mina, L'chayev Nami. Look at Rashi. Rashi is, doesn't seem to be not like Tosfos, not like the Rambam. Okay, it seems like a very simple case. A man left his fire outside, he's a Pesheya. A man left his dog, he's a Pesheya. The dog and the fire got together and burnt down a garbage. Rashi says, L'chayev Nami Balagacheles, Do bein mar mishum amayni islahu hilkach. Okay, bein mar, say the balaish, say the balakelev, a chayef amayni. Hilkach, so what should be the deal when it's two people? Rabbi Yechel and Dom Alel, al God, Rabbi Shalom Chatzi Nezik, the Tzrei was saying, the Shalom Bagal Chayas, Chatzi Ha'acher, the Mamayna Yehu. See Rashi? I shouldn't show it anybody. Okay, you have a gechelas outside and a kelev outside. They both don't belong there. And one is causing the other to do damage. Tosfos klar, they equally chayv. The Rambam says the Baal HaEish is chayv, he's the Ikar Mazik. What is Rashi saying? When the Gemara asked, L'chayiv Nami Bala Gecheles, it's Yigaris Nami. This means both. But what's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying? Look at Rashi. Who's Rashi Mechayiv when the Gemara said, L'chayiv Nami Bala Gecheles? Do Beymar Beymar, Mishum B'mayni Yisluhu. Both the Kelev and the Gecheles are responsible. Hilkach, what should be the din? The Torah is saying, "Shamag achelus chatzi acher." The my name is fire. Kshok yishdam al gadish kulay. Have a batal shamag achelus kulay. It's a very simple question. It's not a big gemara. Like this, all the gemaras have it. Rashi seems to say the ikur is that the balag kelev is chayim. And whatever the Balakelev doesn't pay, the Balay should have to pay in his place. Dick is the Balakelev. It sounds like from Rashi, Rashi owes they both do it, they're both Pesha. The Gemara. The Balakelev is certainly a Pesheya. The Mishnah says he pays. The Balaish is a Pesheya because that's the Gemara saying, Rechayim Nami Balakachelis. So who has to pay? Rashi says Beikar the Balakelev has to pay, and whatever the Balakelev is going to be pata from, because that's because the tzrayim is that the Baal HaGecheles has to fill it. So you have three sheep to say what? But Rashi doesn't say Ratzim Yizekai. You'd prefer to say Ratzim Yizekai, but it sounds like Beikar Chiyuv is Balakelev. Mm-hmm. Balagachelas. It's like a second mortgage. He's like a guarantor on it. Now the David is Masada, these three sheetahs here. What's a Tullian? It's just when you have two sheetahs you can hope to figure out what's Tullian. But what are they arguing about? Two people together do cause a damage. It sounds like it's Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam. Tosfos holds the both chayiv. Rashi and the Rambam hold. Could it be that you mechayiv whoever's the ikker? They're arguing who's the ikker mazik. How do you figure out who's the Ikar Mazik?
You say that both of them are chayavim. Could be that the dog is the one that actually caused everything. The ish was there. Without the dog, nothing would have happened. So the dog is the one that triggered everything.
So the dog is the one.
But both of them are chayavim. Both of them are responsible. So maybe ish is one of Tosfos. Because both of them are.
Tosfos, I understand. I have no problem with Tosfos. Tosfos, I have no problem. They're both responsible. So therefore, they should split. Only I don't know. What? Not really.
The dog's the one that triggered it. The dog's the one that caused all this to happen.
So what's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing. L'Rish Lakish, if the Baal HaGecheles has to pay at all.
What do you mean?
So what are you arguing? What's machlokes here? Rashi tells us. The same machlokes. Look, Tosfos as opposed to the Rambam or the Rambam and Rashi, easier. Let's tell you this far. I don't hate to go back. It's telling you whether you're Peshebish Mirase, whether it's Mamam Azik again. I'm going to go through all, tell you that again, against Tosfos and the Rambam. I think it makes sense to be telling that again. It's still he's telling you that. Peshebish Mirase, what should be? What? But which Pashia caused the damage? It's the first. What happened here is that the Pashia of the Balakelev got started, and the Pashia of the Balakelev got it done. So it's almost like a Balamusr question. You go by the first Peshaya, like in the Sib, but the Baga Chalas left his fire out. So in the Sibas Hadavar, he's responsible. But Payal, without a dog, the fire would never spread. The dog came along and the dog did. So, should be Chayim. The ones Peshia let it happen or the ones Peshia did it? I think the one who did it should be Chayim, no? If it's one. I'm Peshaya, I left something. So my Peshaya itself didn't cause damage. Your Peshaya caused damage. I don't know. I won't put a lot. See, there they do it simultaneously. It's a little different. No one would say if someone left a gun unlocked and open. And another human being took the gun and killed somebody, the one who left it open, it should be equally chayit. But there's not the same. There's not a ruach mitzuya. Here we're considering it's something of a ruach mitzuya. Like Tosfos said, there are two levels. It's not karev that it's going to happen. Every time the chelos is going to burn out a gadish. But it seems to be like the middle type of a ruach mitzuya. It's something which is normal that it should happen. I don't know, it's a little difficult to, you know, if this would be the beginning of Masechtos, the Rishonim would have shiurim on this and probably explain it right now. It's not Chav Gimel, we're stuck. Nachas David, Kedarka is Masad in the Shittas, that's what he does. It doesn't really explain what it's Tully in the Makaradah. One thing seems clear. Tosfos holds, when two people are up Hashaya and it causes it, Mechayev both. Rambam and Rashi both hold, we're not automatically Mechayev both. Mechayev, whoever's the Iker. The Rambam and Rashi seem to argue who's the Iker Mazik. The one who made the fire or the one who spread the fire? Right. But the two tzadim, whether you're Mechayev both or one, it's a little. It's a little unclear to me what it's totally in. Tosfos says it for a Pashtus, two Tosfos. Okay, so let's put it aside. See if we come back to it. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Doch lahecha. Okay, next piece of Gemara, Pshat, Gemara Rashi, is totally impossible. Without the bottom Tosfos, absolutely impossible to learn the Gemara. I'll do it anyway. But the words of the Gemara, if you learn this next Gemara without, before you see the Tosfos, it's the strangest thing. This is what the Gemara says. Doch lahech. Where was the Harari? Ilayma da'achla b'gadish da'alma. If you're going to say that the caliph took the Harara and it ate it in a neutral place, habi'inan ubi'a b'steach ha'valeka. That can't be. Shein is only chayi b'shus ha'nizik. And it didn't eat a b'shus ha'nizik. Even though it took it from Rishus HaNizik, didn't it? Light, Tzrich. The achla begadish to Baal Acharor. It ate it in the Rosh Hashanah Nezik. Now, is this an unusual Klaya case? Kelev went into the Rosh Hashanah Baal Acharor and it ate the Acharor. Right? So we learn the Mishnah Bezam and Aleph. We learn Shein. What's Shein? Mamish this case. An animal goes into the field of a Baal Acharor and he says, Acharor, that's Shein. Rosh Hashanah Nezik. Suddenly, the Gemara has a hard time with it. The Gemara says, Tifshai, this should be Talin Shaila. Tifshai, the Pi Para Kachatzar Nizik Dami. Would you push it from here that the mouth of the Para, is the Mazik, but the mouth of the Para is like the Shachatzar of the Nizik. The E Kachatzar Mazik Dami, if the Pi Para is considered the Kachatzar Mazik, Lema Lay, my boy, Riftach Papuma the Kabai. What's your bread doing in the mouth of my dog? You hear this funny taina. What's your bread? The owner of the dog says to the owner of the cookie, what's your bread doing in the mouth of my dog? So the cookie owner says, that's my question. What is my cookie doing in the mouth of your dog? It's a funny thing. The Gemara says, you can tell him, my brother, Ibailuhu. We once asked this Ibaya. Pipara. Is the pipara considered like the chatzah of the nizik, or chatzah of the mazik? This Gemara, Pashup Shad is saying, if you're going to say the mouth of the para is chatzah of the mazik, that means every time a dog eats a harara, it's potter. Potter, not a mishusara. Anywhere it eats it. Because the pipara is chatzar amazik. So achila, you always potter. So when do you have shein? So the Gemara, you know, when you have shein, Amra mori beredev ka'ana k'gai, shenizchachacha b'kaisel, la'anasa, v'tin feperes la'anasa. Strangest thing. Why does that have a mina? That if an animal eats food, b'shus ha'nizik, that you're going to be potter? Sense. There are plenty of Gemaras with animals that eat food, and not only that, the Gemara said even earlier, Shein told the Shein Echim Ishkachasla to prepare Stanasa, the Skachacha Bekaisel, told us, those are the others. The other of Shein would be a Bistei Acher, Kashiyavara Bala Tuma. So the Shaila of the Gemara is a difficult Gemara, and without the bottom Taisus, it's totally impossible to learn it. So we have to look at the bottom Taisus. Size wise, it looks scary, but it's really not a hard Taisus. Taisus is it's a pshat Taisus. Again, what's the Gemara shah? Gemara is pipara chatzar nizik chatzar mazik. That's the need of the Gemara. So the Gemara's shayla is in the following case. It says. You're missing cases in the Masechta of Shein. Shein muedes lechol aroyla. Shein is not only nizchacha b'kaisel, lechol aroyla. Mihidachla mitzidei rechava. Our perek. Umetecha chanos. Those are all cases of achila. The next Gemara is going to go into shisa v'yisakav. Why did they bring our Mishnah? Kel shadot l'charara, the daik minei hashda. Boy, my kamer, my berifto papuma de kaboy, a kel of lakha. So facing us all the difficulties that we have. Venera li l'ri. Now, Ri has a ukimta in the Gemara. I'm going to have to understand the ukimta. First, I have to say the case of the ukimta, then why the Gemara has a nida in such a case. So listen carefully. Venera Lui, the Ri is saying pshat in the Gemara. The Mikol Hanu de Masnisim, all the Mishnayis that say what? That say Shein is, if it eats B'shus HaNezik, which is Chayiv, Loi Baila Mishin. He can't bring it to our Gemara. V'loi Me'in Not Ocharar, why? Listen to what he says. The Sakadayta. The Mlokha HaBehema Peiros B'chotzer HaNezik, Lo'ochla B'shus HaRab. Our Shaila is not a normal Shein. A normal Shein animal goes into the Rishus HaNizik and it eats in the Rishus HaNizik. Here, the animal took the peiris from the Chatzar HaNizik and it ate it Rishus HaRabim Ay B'Chatzar HaNizik. Chayiv. The Mechavin, that's our Mishnah, right? Not the Charara. The Mechavinam B'Lekicha L'Chuda. You have to be medayek in Taisus. Taisus is saying when an animal eats in someone else's rishos and eats the whole meal there from beginning to end, it bites it, it eats it, it swallows it, it benches the whole thing, it does everything there. So there is no shayla. The shayla is belekicha lechuda. Is an animal chayv on gazela? Do you have to pay if your animal steals? Well, probably not, right? Animal chayv on gazela. So what does it mean? The animal took it. What it means is, the animal took it to eat it. That's how Gemara's deal. Is it shame when an animal takes something in order to eat it? The taking to eat, is that shame? In other words, if it takes it, it eats it somewhere else, is it chayiv because it took it to eat it? The taking to eat it is chayiv? Well, you say no. The taking to eat it is not shame. And the eating it was in a different rishus. He says, v'chein asvaranayta, the kima de pasha b'lekicha malonu b'achila. Who cares if the dog ate it? Shame is that the dog took it to eat it. What's the difference? The dog grabbed it and ran away to eat it. Who cares if it's eating a Rishus HaNizik or Rishus HaRabim? My Naf Kamina. It's not Shem Rishus HaRabim. Shem Rishus HaRabim is that let the animal walk down the street. But Pasha B'Lekicha Malon Rechila. Hodim HaMetina Misad HaAcher Rishus HaRabim. You know when Rishus HaRabim is Pater? I know Lekicha. If the animal takes it to eat it from the Rishus HaRabim. Or come a violet. Kagainim Haishit Peiris. Bepipara, cherishaita v'katan va'akum. The akum part I don't want to get into. The cherishaita v'katan stuck food into my animal's mouth. The labin etashluminenu. The cherishaita v'katan not responsible. Kugoy shabei malah yisiyachay lo yikach. Let's say the animal would not have taken it anyway. What's it did? So you hear the shayla? The animal is standing there, and a cher shayt of a cotton stuck food in its mouth. What's it if it be cast stuck food? We'll get to that later. V'ik chatzar anizik dami chay balapara. If when the mouth is, the food is in the mouth of the nizik, the balapara is chayim. V'ik chatzar mazik dami potter ki mishnas ne'ach aloy terpia. What's a cher shayt of a cotton case? You say this is the Gemara Zibaya. The Cheshay Tukha is just a case that makes clear what the Ibaya is. The Cheshay Tukha cotton stuck food in the mouth of my para. And then my para ate it. So my para didn't take it to eat it. It was in my mouth of my para. So that's the Gemara Zibaya. In a case where my Eschaivus is totally in the Pia para and not at all for the taking of the food, do you say piparok chatzar anizik dami? Or do you say piparok chatzar anizik dami? It's a halkup. Two steps. The cherishayt of a cotton stuck it in my animal's mouth, it's an ibaya. What's the ibaya? If it's chatzar anizik, then I'm chayiv. If it's chatzar anizik, then I'm potter. That's the Gemara's ibaya. What's the background of the Gemara's ibaya? The following. Every time my animal goes into the Nizik's Rishos, if it eats in the Nizik's Rishos, there's nothing to talk about. No lumbus, that's a regular shame. But when my animal goes into the Nizik's Rishos, grabs food, runs out, and eats a Rishos around it, I'm chayiv. Two choices. I'm chayiv because my animal ate your food, and piparuk chatzar nizik dami. Or I'm chayim because my animal took the food in order to eat it. In other words, shame, the taking of food to eat is shame. stam animal steals food. There's no gneva by animals. Maybe the Karen, I don't know what it would be. There's no gneva by animals. If my animal took food to eat it and it ate it in the street, which we all agree that I'm chayiv, what's the lumdis of that chiv? Is that because piparuk shasad nizik? Because when an animal takes someone's food and eats it, as long as it eats it in the piapara, that it's a hemshach of a shusad nizik. So I'm chayiv, it's bi b'steyache. Or, no, really pipara, when it goes in the street, is rishus hamazik. Rishus haram, whatever you want to call it. It's not rishus hamazik. So why if my animal takes food and runs out, why am I chayiv? Because l'kicha for achila, that's shame. L'kicha for achila, that's shame.
So in
Misgalia,
that we have enough
chof,
that's
because of shame. Like Rashi Taisis did. So you may have something to do with Misgalia. You may have to do like Rashi, like Taisis. Taisis, Misgalia is not a shot. We have to go back to compare it to Misgalia, you're right. But right now, this is the way Taisis explained the Gemara Zibai. It's confusing because Taisus says the Gemara Zibai is and Chayesh Shev Tekan sticks in his mouth. It's a kachasin. What is it saying about Chayesh Shev Tekan? But the beer in Taisus is the Shaila is in a case of our Mishnah when it's Achla Begadish going to Achla Begadish to Bala Harara. That's the Ukimta. We want to be Poshit Pipara Kachatzer HaNizik Dami. Because if not, my boy, the question is, are you chayiv for the eating when it's in another rishos? Are you chayiv for the lekicha? That's how Taisus is learning the Gemara Zibai. And nafkamina is in a case like chayiv shayt v'kar. There's no chayiv on the achila. There's only a chayiv, there's no chayiv on the lekicha. Only on the achila. So if the achila is not rishos hanizik, whether you're chayiv or not, that's basically the Gemara Zibaya. And so really the Gemara Zibaya is in the lumdis of Natal Harara that took it somewhere to eat it. The Nafkamina would be if Chereshet Vakan stuck in his head. This is the beer in the Gemara, the way Taisus says. So tomorrow we'll get to Shisa Kelev, which is obviously, it's very important to learn the rest of Taisus. Taisus explains the case of Shisa Bayas Kelev, which we'll discuss tomorrow. The end of this Taisus explains that Gemara, not the way, right? It wouldn't happen. It's not like Rashi. Tomorrow we're going to deal with Shisa Bayas HaNachash, which Taisus says it means he stuck the teeth of the Nachash into the purse, not like Rashi. Rashi says he caused it to bite. Okay, we'll get that tomorrow. But for today, this is the Gemara Zibai. Now, just to think the hemshech of what we're talking about today. What happens if it would be keach stuck the food in the mouth of the kelev? Today says cheresh of the cut took the food and stuck it in the mouth of the kelev. So if kikav katzah nizik, the kelev is chayv. That means he's chayv ad achila. If Pipara is Katsar Amazik, then he's Papa. And if a Pikeach stuck in the food. Tais is saying clearly, it's a case where the animal couldn't have gotten anyway. That Tais is saying very, very clearly.
But even since every three cases, you should also be highly have, like one of the other cases, where it's not the main Hezek as a person, but he definitely is the one that triggered it together. So maybe he should be also highly have.
But the Hezek
when
he started the Hezek,
when he actually
do
the full
Hezek.
It's
half-half. Half. Half. Tastes like he said before. Yeah. Well, what the Nachz David says, Nachz David declares, all being the Pikeach. But that's tachad into a person in a makashin yachal hazirai.
But the
place
is not that fast that by the Wahisa also, you can't get to put back out of the 7 shot. after.
It's not worth anything?
I think so.
Nachinam, if you're stuck into place, it's not worth anything. It's Nachinam. Yeah, but we're talking that the Mikeach put it in a place, in the Chershet V'Katan case. We mean Chershet put it in a place where if the animal wouldn't have eaten it, it would have value. It has to be the case. If you put it in a place, it would have to have value. If it has value, then if it's in a place that has no value, then there's no tzad that the Baal Kelev is chayim. Right? It's only that the Chershet put it in a place where it would have value. Yeah, I mean, that's what animals do. It's not a secret that the animal's going to eat it. The question is, if the Chi of Shein applies in such a case, that's the Gemara of Shein. On the Pekeach. He's like, Hamid Beim Eschaver, or Kom Eschaver. So what Nachas David says is another person took it. He's a ganiv. He's ready to chayav al ganiv. The Gemara is talking about mask. And the stipel in Simchot Beis has an arichus on this shayla of the Bikeach takes it. So he brings, I think, Shem Nachas David, that the one who took it would be a ganiv. Once he's a ganiv, there's no parsha. Chershev kaz not a chayav. There's no ganiv. And then the cleric will come back. So I'll tell you. When you're speaking the first part of Shia today, when two people are complicit, are poishim in a hezek. So that we talked about in the case of Eish and Caleb. Eish and the Karen of the Caleb. The Caleb bringing down the woman. Sorry, so the Caleb, whatever it is. Here, the stipler is marich in a case where it's other marazik. In the beginning of the 10th parak, the Gemara says, Hagoizel Umaychel. The first piece of Gemara says, if Reuven steals food and Shimon eats it, Reuven didn't stick it down his throat. Gozov, Alaynis Yashua Bailam. Reuven stole food. Bailam Na Yameyayish. And someone came and he ate it up. It was a ganav and a ganav, right? The ganav stole it. He came and he ate it. Ratzamizegayv, a famous Gemara. That you can manai from whichever one you want. My taima, kol kamadalein nisiyah shubaylim shusit amarikai. You have two ganav of him. There's the ganav who swiped it from his house. And the owner wasn't Miyayish, it's Mechomakim Shu, it's the old Shaloi of the original Bailam. And then there's the one who ate it, destroyed it. So he's also a Ganim. See, each one's completely responsible. Ratzim Yizegai, Ratzim Yizegai. You come on out from each one. Stipler, in this piece, the title, I think, of the piece is it's a choir, and it's Binyi Ratzim Yizegai, Ratzim Yizegai. He says, if a Pekeach took it, he's not the Ganav if he took it. And he stuck it into the Piapara. So Tosis says that's not the Kler. The Kler was only Cher Shet V'Kan. Cher Shet V'Kan took it, you put it in the Piapara, now he could Kler. Is Shein only because he took it from the Rishos HaNizik? Or even when it's in the mouth, it's also Rishos HaNizik done. Pekeach will be no Shaila, because the Pekeach is a Ganav. So says the stipler, who cares the Pekeach is a ganav? It's still, you have the animal. If Chershet of a cotton put it in his mouth and he eats it, on the tzad pipar chazad nizik dam, the animal's chayiv. So if a Pekeach took it and put it in the mouth of the animal, the animal ate it. The same shayla, just shayla rasa mizegah, it applies. It's exactly the same thing. Just when Chershet couldn't put it in, the Chershet on a potter, he's the only one that's chayiv. When a Pekeach put it in. So now, the Shaila is the mouth of the Parak and Chatzah Nizik, and then they're both equally Chayiv. Or is it not? Is it Kershus HaMazik? And then he's not Chayiv at all. The stipler's Matmiya on this Bior and Tysis. The Bior and Tysis is that only Chershet V'Katan is the Gemara's Nidai. because Pikeach, there would be nothing to talk about. The stipler says, but Pikeach would be the same shaila. It's like the Rosh Hashanah Leib, and Yana Gemara. That's the stipler's Tamiya. So again, you have to absorb two things. You have to absorb Tosis Pshat and Gemara, which is not the way. You want Gemara Rashi and Chab, because without Tosis, you don't see Pshat. Once Tosis says his beer in the Gemara, he's Dafka saying Chereshay to Makam, and not Pikeach. If I say, but Pikeach, the first one is Chayiv. So the first one is Chayiv. So then, when he's stuck in the Piapara, it's the stipler's cash. So the stipler has two very imaginative, creative teruts. The first teruts, he says, Gavaldik. He says, if Pikeach took it, when the Pikeach takes food, he's a ganiv. And my animal eats the food. But if the Pikeach sticks the food into my animal's mouth, he's the mazik. When he sticks it in, there's one thing, he stole it. One person stole it, one person ate it. But if he sticks the food in my animal's mouth, even if I'm roi to be chayiv, it's maimid behem toy al komas chavei. Maimid behem is chavei al komas chavei. If you take my animal and you stick somebody else's food in my animal, I'm not chayiv for shame. You're the maimid behem al komas chavei. It's a rech metsuya. So if I tell Pikeach is chayiv. If you put in a fire, if you put in my animal's mouth. Stapler says, if you don't want to argue, he's not mazik the food, he's mazik me. But put it in a place where I'm chayiv shein, that's the Stapler's lashon. Either mazik him, you put it in my animal's mouth. You say, I'm chayiv, he's mazik me. He put komas chaveira into my animal's mouth. When my animal is chayiv al shein, he's mazik me. So by chayiv shayt of a cotton, there's no chim inside the chayiv shayt of a cotton. So the shayla is, am I chayiv for shein? Because my animal, the mice, if it ate somebody else's food, mishra sanezi. Then you consider people are mishra sanezi. If that's shame, Shasan isn't there. Look, the Chesher got put it in the street, my animal ate it, you're right. But the Chesher got did the Lekicha, the Tzarech Achila, and then put it into the map. My part didn't belong to me. My part was there to be able to eat. Okay, this is the Gemara Zibaya. This is the stipler's piece. And it's all Cheshbayin, nice. The stipler then goes into a shayla we spoke about a long time ago. Can you figure out the shaychus? We spoke a long time ago about someone is mazik someone and the other person has insurance, he's going to get paid anyway when you're chayiv. We spoke about it, right? Your mazik, there's a stipler that has the shayla in this piece. This is the piece. You see, he burned out someone's, Reuben burns out Shimon's house. And Shimon's insured, totally insured. Does Reuben have to pay? So we spoke about it then. Could Shimon say, my insurance is none of your business? You have to pay me, you burnt down my house. Me, I have a deal with somebody. Why is it different if I have a rich uncle who would give me the money? So I have somebody I contracted with to give me the money. What do you say? It wasn't Nazik. What's the shaykhus here? It's like step after step. I'm afraid I lost you already. But his shaitis is, if a Pikeach takes the food, he's a ganav. When the Pikeach took the food, he's a ganav. Now, when he puts it in my animal's mouth, I'm not causing a loss. Momanavshach. If you say, Ratsam Izeg, I've been Ratsam Izeg. Now, if I eat, if he steals it, and I damage it, I'm chayiv because I damaged it. But if he steals it and he puts it in my animal's mouth, so my animal didn't do damage. He's still chayiv. No one's going to say he's pater. Elamai is going to say he's a tough person. You can't get money out of him. Just if he's a tough person, you can't get money out of him. So my animal didn't do damage anyway. You aren't going to get money out of him anyway. Once he stole it. Once he took it out of the other person's rishus. Stipler wants to be medamed, but I'm afraid that's already step after step. So you have your work cut out for you. You have to get klar the pshat in Taisus, pshat in the Gemara, and move on to Shisa Bais Akela. So it's a little bit of a complicated piece of Gemara. I said, Mr. Shem for tomorrow. Tomorrow it's a little more. Shisa Bais Akela is already more of a halachish tikkun more than a pshat. So we'll spend time on that as well. Try to sort out the Kavanah of Taisus.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.